Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Kick off your weekend with Stars Hockey versus the Kings. Tonight at 7 after the Hardline. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Want to win tickets to the Rocklahoma Festival Labor Day weekend in Pryor, Oklahoma, featuring Shinedown, Five Finger Death Punch, Alice Cooper, Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, 311, and more? If so, text ROCK to 22126 for your chance to win 3-day weekend passes. That's ROCK to 22126. For full lineup and tickets, visit rocklahoma.com.
All right. Thank you very much, DJ. We're live out at Fan and Tree Farm, where they have been kicking ass all day long with the Ticket. Spring is the time to plant your tree, and they got them in droves out here. 30% off all your tree needs. So if it's time to get you a tree, do what we did 1 year ago. Go with Fannin. Go with the best in the area. They've been doing this for 45 years. They know what's up, man. And all trees on sale. Select trees up to 30% off. Some of them 40% off, so check it out. Go to Fan and Tree Farm right up here off of 121 and in between Custer and Independence. Okay, so we have a lot of audio to play. We're doing Fun with Real Audio here for Friday Fun. And one of these happened at Ticket Stock. I don't know how many people were listening on Saturday. I don't even know why we got into this conversation. It was something to do with going to 7-Eleven and what we would eat at 7-Eleven. And I thought that I would share a story that I had in college that I thought was innocent enough.
It was great.
Of just what we did, because nachos cost like a dollar back then, and we wanted to maximize our dollar value. And so I told this story not thinking that it would lead to one of the all-time great nut kicks by my friends.
Downtown convenience store, would you go hot dog or egg sandwich?
Oh,
hot dog.
Egg sandwich?
I'm not going egg sandwich hardly anywhere.
What about nachos?
Nachos.
What about nachos?
With baked cheese?
No. Safer. I'll still go.
Did y'all never go to 7-Eleven at like 2 in the morning and get the nachos and you fill up the one little container tray full of chips? Then you get another one and you dump all the cheese and chili and jalapenos in there. And then you walk
in,
and then you walk up and you're like, look, this is just one nacho.
How long is this story?
One time.
Okay.
Well, we're out of time, Sam.
I know.
Sorry, Sam.
And then you go over, and then you go to the other side of the store, and then you do this, and then you do that.
And then you, like, dip the chips, and then it's like, oh,
and then you're like, what am I going to do next? And then you're looking around, you're trying to decide.
And then it's like 3 a.m.
And then it's like your friends are done with their chips, and you're like, can I have your extra chips? Because I'm not done with my chili
yet. Right, because they had some chips, and then I wanted them.
I did not say bingo.
I
have done that.
Why do I work?
3 o'clock.
Unbelievable. All right, Sam, thank you so much. God.
What is the most innocent story ever?
Do you think?
It was Gordon that signaled the dog pile.
Boy.
Yeah. How long is this story? Boom.
That can't. Yeah, I was going to say, that can't happen with Gordon not there.
No.
It's a 30-second story. How long is this story?
And then I ate my chips, and then your chips came over.
God, you're such jerks. It was really funny, though. I'll give you that. Okay, so Davey, I think I've heard this twice emanate from his pie hole. And it's a weird Davey.
I don't eat pie.
It's a weird Davey laugh. Like, it's. I've known him for 30 years, and I've heard it twice, and both times it's been on the air. But this is the original Davey Barney, either the dinosaur or Barney Rubble laugh.
These are for display only.
And another one.
I don't know what that means, but regardless.
It looks like the Sleestaks, like the collection that they have. Yeah. Blade of the Lost.
They talk to their home planet.
I think the only thing you're going to find that I bought on there were basketball cards. But anyway.
Uranus.
That's when we were talking about.
That wasn't the drop?
That's the original location. That's the original clip. But that's when we were talking about Bob's eBay sales and purchase history and his crystal dills.
Crystal dills. So there, it's the Davey laugh. It's great. It's like the perfect laugh. Well, and people started saying it sounded either like Barney the Dinosaur or Barney Rubble. And then somebody sent us this Family Guy clip of Peter and doing a Barney Rubble laugh, and it sounds just like Dave.
Hey everyone, I have some news. I got a job writing for Quahog's top website, The Hog.
Isn't The Hog that stupid pop culture site with those lame quizzes telling you what character you are in a show?
Peter's mad because he always gets Barney Rubble.
If I were mad, would I laugh like this? I don't think so.
Yeah, I get it.
Dude, it's spot on. It's unbelievable.
It is more a cartoon character than a human laugh, right?
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, I heard this today driving in on the Sweet Spot when they were doing the NIT break, and I'm telling you, pound for pound, this may be the greatest thing I've ever heard on the radio station. This killed me. I can't hear this enough. This was on Work in Progress on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Birmingham.
News team, assemble!
We are on these cups.
No, we're not. I'm in a chair. I'm not on a cup.
I've got a water bottle. I'm not using a cup. Cusp of potential Pope news.
Okay.
We're on the cups. The fourth word in his sentence.
Cool band name.
I made it four?
Yeah.
Baby steps.
You made it three and you messed up the fourth. Yeah. Well, we do have a sounder if anything does break on that front. So that's good.
Pope Francis. Man.
Good God. Pope Francis what?
Francis. P. Fran, as I'll refer to him from now on.
Better.
The popinator for the first of his name is in critical condition after having pneumonia in both lungs.
Critica. All right. Dude. I know cups. You paused before you thought to say cusp. How you came up with cups. I can't even play it.
We are on these cups.
Cups.
Do you think you've ever used that word before, Ham?
Not a chance. Cups.
I mean, the fact that it's just this elaborate open right before it, too.
Like he's running into the arena.
Cups.
Cups. I just that word is almost impossible, or whatever word you're trying to say.
Cups.
C-U-P-S-P.
Yes. C-U-P-S-P.
Cups.
So great, dude.
Oh, man.
Whew. All right. And then Ham had a moment that was nominated for an e-break that last night was just perfect, too.
And first quarter.
And then that's it. All right. We got one more. It's known as
Sturm Center.
It's brought to you by
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Lunch at Contessa's Live.
Are you okay?
Did you just have a meltdown?
No, my tongue got caught up on itself.
And Whatchamacuzzis Texas Live?
It's not
again,
as funny when you misspeak, is it, Ham?
That was a really weird... Ham, will you write yourself down, please?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you. All right, here's Bob. What were you saying? What was going on?
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Lunch at Texas Live.
Lunch at Texas Live?
What
Plumbing and Electric and Texas Live, but he mashed up electric and...
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Lunch at Contessa's Live.
That's the word electric?
Yeah.
Poof.
Electric.
All right, we got to play this from Bob from last night, too, because immediately I started getting texts from my friends, and I told Davey as Bob went to the bathroom, now we have the perfect drop whenever Bob is talking about any girl. Within a couple of weeks, we were doing all these movie screenings at the radio station.
I was going to bring that up. You and Chris Arnold would host them, and there was a random...
Move.
There was a random movie theater right by where the Barley House is now.
Yes, yeah. And
like
we,
the UA Cinema, there were like two screens.
Right. And we did a screening of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Dang it, I wanted to guess this.
And that was one of Guy Ritchie's first movies.
It's a great movie.
It's so good. It holds up. I saw it within the last couple of years.
It does. Desert Eagle, .50.
Oh, my God. And so Steve was he's basically British, his family is.
Or is that Snatch? Did I just describe Snatch? I might have.
I think you did.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was the second one.
Very similar. Did I just describe Snatch?
Good.
Snatch? Did I just describe Snatch? How many drops are in there with me saying some variation of that word over the last 25 years?
Beaver. But I love that. Did I just describe it?
Yeah.
Did I just describe Snatch?
Oh, how would you describe it, Bob?
Or how did he?
A very, very good Guy Ritchie movie.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a whole bank heist thing.
Snatch?
And it's, how many different... Do you have a full array of me saying that word on Snatch?
I can't wait till we get Paige Buckets on the air and...
Right.
Bob drops that gem.
Snatch?
I'm
that'll,
sorry.
That'll be... Version 2.0 of Can I Stick My Tongue Down Your Throat?
Right.
I'll explain to Paige what they're doing with AI these days. It is scary.
These kids, yeah. Damn it.
Yeah. Before we go, I know that Ham didn't win today in the e-break, but can we listen to the winner? It's an all-time... It's not actually on Rosen, but it is a classic T-Box e-break.
So 2 years ago, the biggest accomplishment of my life, Kim wrote, I was barely physically able to walk into rehab, needing assistance from my sober coaches. My body was shutting down. And he drank, he took drugs, he just was, he was YOLOing it. You know,
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Greg.
Live your one life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only once.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, there's
live
nothing wrong
one
with
life,
that.
Live only once.
It was
both
very,
times he got it wrong.
It was very George
Kern.
It was very George Bush, right? Like, don't be fooled again. Fool me once.
Boy, live your one life. LYOO.
Uh huh. Or
live only once. So LOO.
I love Craig, though, immediately. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
He was YOLOing it. You know,
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Craig.
Live your one life.
He don't know what that means.
Okay. Yeah.
It feels like it would be difficult to avoid the term YOLO all these years, but he's very busy. I don't know.
He's very busy.